主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
你把我们召聚在这里。
Thou hast gathered us together here.
你乐意把你的心意向我们打开。
Thou art willing to reveal thy heart's desire to us.
因为从永远到永远，你的心意是那样的宝贵。
And because from everlasting to everlasting, thy heart's desire is precious.
你把我们这些人吸引过来，放在你那永远的旨意里。
And you have drawn us and kept us in your will.
主，我们在你面前不得不承认。
Lord, we must confess in thy presence.
我们都是愚昧的人。
And we are those who are foolish.
我们天然的里面只会摸属地的事。
By nature, we can only touch the earthly matters.
我们没办法能跟上属天的安排。
We are not able to follow on to a heavenly arrangement.
但感谢我们的主。
But we praise and thank you, Lord.
你做了何等的大功。
Thou have done a great work.
你不单是拯救了我们。
Not only have you saved us.
你也把我们放回一个位置。就是你起初在我们身上所安排的定义。
But you have placed us in this position, and that is what is in your original will.
要借着圣灵把你自己的生命也放在我们的里面。
That through the Holy Spirit you would place even your own life within us.
让我们这些人本来没有条件，如今有了条件，可以去追求明白你的心意。
So that we who were not qualified now have you have qualified us to pursue and understand thy will.
因此我们到你面前来的时候，我们是仰望你的怜悯。
Therefore, as we come into thy presence, we do look to thy mercy.
因为你把一个何等大的属灵的任务放在我们的面前。
Because you have placed such a great spiritual mission before us.
主啊，我们越过越看见自己的不配。
Lord, more and more we see our own unworthiness.
但是你叫我们配，我们就向你低头敬拜。
But you have counted us worthy, and we bow our head and worship thee.
但愿你让我们不单是看见，是我们是因你而成为配。
Let us not only see that it is because of you we are counted worthy.
并且因着你，我们能活出这个配。
But it is also because of you we're able to live out such worthiness.
我们向你低头敬拜。
We bow our head and worship thee.
下午在这里，我们在交通你自己的话。
This afternoon as we fellowship into thy word.
主，求你亲自借着圣灵向我们说话。
Lord, may you personally speak to us through the Holy Spirit.
不单是耳朵听见人在那里说话。
Not only would our ears hear man speaking.
我们里面也一直在那里跟着圣灵的流来听话。
But within we'll continue to follow the flow of the Holy Spirit to listen.
主，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to thee.
主，我们再次说荣耀你自己的名。
Lord, once again we say honor, glorify your own name.
吸引我们众人毫无保留地来跟上你。
Draw us to follow after thee without any reservation.
要你得着一切的尊贵、荣耀和权柄。
That you may gain all the honor, glory, and authority.
我们将祷告、仰望、奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look to thee and pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
We 们好不好先来看一点点的经文。
Let us first turn to a Bible passages.
首先我们看以弗所书第一章。
Let us first turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
我们先看第八节开始。
We'll begin reading with verse 8.
这恩典是神用诸般，哦，对不起，第八节开始啊。
Starting with verse 8.
这恩典是神用诸般智慧、聪明，充充足足赏给我们的，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
Beginning with Ephesians chapter 1 verse 8, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him.
叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在，哦，对不起，从十一节接上来， 我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行着万事的，照着他旨意所预定的，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
Continuing with verse 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ.
然后我们从19节再开始。
And then we'll continue reading from verse 19.
本来是该多念一点，但是我们省一点时间，从19节开始。
We ought to read more, but for the sake of time, we'll jump to verse 19.
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等好大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是全今世的，连来世的也都超过了。
And what, verse 19, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us, Lord, who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come.
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
And have put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all.
然后请弟兄们再翻到第四章。
And brothers and sisters will turn over to chapter 4.
我们从11节开始看一小段。
We'll begin reading from verse 11, a small passage.
第四章11节开始。
Chapter 4, beginning with verse 11.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，革尽其职，建立基督的身体。只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。够了。
And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith.And of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
感谢主给我们有这一次的聚会。
We thank the Lord for giving us this opportunity.
弟兄姊妹们都知道这一次聚会的主题是什么。
Now, brothers and sisters, we all know what the theme of this conference is.
按照弟兄们的安排，我要和弟兄姊妹们交通一点关乎。神在新约里边给我们的那个见证的传承。
According to the arrangement of the brothers, I have this responsibility to share with brothers and sisters to share on the testimony of in the New Testament.
我们是在感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
因为他把我们放在这个新约的时代。
Because He has placed us under this new covenant.
让我们在这个新约的时代的里头。直接去经历到神怎么来显明他的作为。
That we would be able to personally experience how God will manifest His work in the new covenant.
那我想许多弟兄姊妹们都能记得的。
Now, I believe brothers and sisters still remember.
使徒行传第一章里面就提到一件事情是非常明确的。
In Acts chapter 1, it is mentioned to us of a matter that is very clear.
当主升天到天回到天上去的时候。
That is when the Lord ascended and ascended back to heaven.
他宣告了一件事情非常非常的明确。
The Lord made this proclamation which was very clear.
他说他要差遣圣灵来。
He said that he will send the Holy Spirit.
要住在我们信主的人的当中。
That the Holy Spirit will abide in each one of us who believe in the Lord.
那做什么呢？
What is the Holy Spirit to do?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们的主也亲自地说出这一个事实来。
Our Lord also tells us of this fact.
要叫我们在耶路撒冷。
So that we in Jerusalem.
在犹大。
In Judea. In all the earth land.
撒玛利亚
in Samaria,
直到地极
until the ends of the world,
做什么呢
what are we to do?
做我的见证
that we are to be his witnesses.
我们感谢赞美我们的主
we praise and thank our Lord.
主在那里显明一个安排
the Lord has made an arrangement there.
这一个安排不是单单叫我们去承受恩典
and this arrangement is not merely for us to receive grace.
这一个安排也是非常清楚的在那里对我们有一个差遣
but this grace is also clearly placed there for us to be sent
这一个差遣是为了什么目的呢
and we are sent for this purpose
我想我们的主说得太清楚了
our Lord has made it very clear
不是叫我们在那里诉说我们承受什么恩典
we are not merely to count up all the blessings we have received
当然按照我们的那一个感觉我们该常常述说神的恩典
of course according to how we feel we often would love to count his blessings
但弟兄姊妹你看到主说的这一个差遣呢他有一个非常明确的目的
but brothers and sisters when you see the commission of the Lord you see the purpose is very clear
那个目的不是说出他在我们身上给了我们多少的恩典和怜悯
The purpose is not merely to count how much of grace and mercy he has given to us.
乃是叫我们去成为他的见证，述说他的见证，去显明他的见证。
But it is for us to be his witnesses to make known his testimony, to declare his testimony.
很早很早以前，我读这一句话的时候，我心里边有个很深的感觉。
A very long time ago, when I read these words, there was a deep impression in my heart.
主要我们去做他的见证。
And the Lord is to call us to be his testimony.
做他的见证是什么一回事呢
Now, what does it mean to be his testimony?
这的确是一件很大的事情。
This indeed is a great thing.
我们的弟兄们都已经在刚过的一些聚会里边给我们点出来了。
Our brothers have already shared with us in the previous meetings.
虽然时间是过了好长好长的年日。
Even though it was a long period of time that has passed.
如果从旧约来说那么距离我们现在也好几千年了。
If we speak of the old covenant from our time today, it has been a couple of thousand of years.
现在我们站在称为新约的这一段的日子的里边呢我们也走过了两千多年了。
And even for us in the new covenant now, it has been 2,000 years.
那再看看前面呢虽然这段日子我们很清楚地看到主给我们一些信号他回来的日子很近了
If we are to look forward even though the Lord shows us many very clear signs that his return is near
但是从实际上面来说呢好像前面还有一段路要继续往前行
Yet in reality we see we still have some ground ahead of us
那么在那么长久的时间的里头神在做一件什么事情呢
Now throughout this long period of time what is it that God is doing
在那么长久的年日的里头他所做的那件事情有没有更改过呢
In such a long period of time all the work of God has it ever changed
如果有更改过那这个事情就大概也可以说不太重要。
If it has changed, then we can pretty much say that it's not important.
但是如果这个事情没有更改过呢
？But if the work of God has never changed,
那弟兄姊妹们，我们里面就应当有一个很正常的感觉。
Then brothers and sisters within us, we ought to have this very normal response.
神所要做的那一个工是一个非常非常重要的。大事
That is, the work that God is planning to do is extremely great.
是不能更改的。
It cannot be changed.
一定要完成的。
It must be finished.
那我们现在就在神这个见证的里头，神把我们放在其中。
Now then, we are placed in the midst of this work of God, His testimony.
那究竟这个见证是什么呢
？Then, in fact, what is this testimony?
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我们的弟兄们的交通也给我们开了一个。开了一个头了。
Our brothers' sharings have already begun for us.
我们也按照主自己做工的那个次序来仔细一点的来看 这个问题。
If we look at the order of the work of the Lord, let us look at this matter in more close detail.
啊，对我个人来说。
For me personally,
我很难忘掉一件事。
I cannot forget one thing.
现在数算起来已经是几十年前的事了。
When I recount this, this has been a few decades.
在那段日子我还在中国大陆。
In those days, I was still in China.
当然教会所经过的一些难处我也稍微尝到一点点。
And of course, the difficulty of the church during those times, I have somewhat tasted a bit.
那时我还在学校里面当学生。
At that time, I was still a student in school.
在那种环境的里面，好像觉得跟随主有什么意思呢？
And those in my situation to follow the Lord, what to me it felt like, what meaning was there?
这是一个非常重的一个冲击。
Now that was a very deep impact.
但是感谢神。
But I thank God.
那是借助一些年长的弟兄给我们一些。安慰。
That is through some comfort from older brethren.
他把我们带到一个事实里。
Now they have brought us into a fact.
什么事实呢？
What is that fact?
神永远的旨意。
And that is that glorious eternal will of God.
那时候弟兄所说出来的话虽然是非常的简单。
Even though the words that were shared by the brethren were very simple.
他说现在人都热衷在那里做这个做那个要把整个的社会改变过来。
The brethren share that man is very zealous to change this and change that in the society today.
我们如果仍然在那里跟随主的话。
But if we were still yet to follow the Lord.
一面我们好像看见没有路走。
On the one hand, it seems like if there is no future ahead of us.
同时也觉得没有前途。
And we also feel there is no path before us.
那我们还要不要跟随主呢？
If that's the case, are we still willing to follow the Lord?
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
弟兄们的交通给我们很清楚地看见。
The brethren shared and gave us a very clear vision.
他说现在地上的人是在那里踊跃地上的事。
That is the people of this world are very zealous for the worldly matters.
但是地上的事情不管怎么的踊跃，不能改变。天上所定规的一切。
But regardless of how the worldly things move ahead, it cannot change the heavenly matters.
他给当年我们年轻的弟兄姊妹们是这样说：我们现在的跟随乃是跟随神的心意，要把神的国度带进来。
In those days, the brethren shared with us, today we follow after the Lord's desire, and that is to bring in the Lord's kingdom.
弟兄姊妹们，我们实在感谢我们的神。
Brothers and sisters, indeed, we thank our God.
在那一个时候把我们的眼光打开了。
In those days, it has opened our eyes.
让我们真正是看见跟随主的那一个正确的方向。
It has truly shown us the accurate path in following after the Lord.
那这次弟兄们让我来和弟兄姊妹交通这一方面的事的时候。
This time, as the brothers have arranged for me to share in this area with brethren,
很自然就让我想起当年的事。
It has very naturally caused me to recount those prior years.
当然也很自然的也想到现在的事。
It also naturally caused me to think of the present.
现在我们所面对的那个环境和当年我们所面对的环境在性质上像是完全不一样。
In nature, what we encounter today and what I've encountered in years past are completely different.
但是我们在那些环境当中所接触到的那一个引诱、试探，甚至是诱惑，是完全一个样的。
Yet all the things we encounter amidst the different conditions, the temptations, the trials, they are all the same.
那个目的只有一个。
There is only one purpose in
that. 要叫我们离开神的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督。
That is to draw us away from the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们整个的生活不是看朝着我们的主来行走。
So that our entire life would not be going in the direction of our Lord.
叫我们这所有的追求不停留在主心意里面所有的安排。
That it would cause all our pursuit not to remain in the pleasure of our Lord's desire.
但是感谢赞美我们的主。
But we praise and thank our Lord.
眼见的环境虽然是这样。
Even though the visible condition is this way.
但是神却是在恩典里面在全地各处都兴起一点一点一点的神的儿女。
Yet in grace, all around the world, God has raised up for himself children here and there.
他们仍然乐意 按照神的心意来跟随主给我们所有的带领。
His children are still willing, able, and able to follow on to his desire and his guidance.
那当我们接触到这样的一个问题的时候，
Now when we encounter such an issue,
我们就不能不问了。
We must ask then,
那究竟神那永远的旨意是什么一回事？
The question is, in fact, what is the eternal will of God?
那经过了那么长的年日，神没有改变他的那个定规，那这个意义是什么？
Throughout such a long period of time, God did not change His will. What is that purpose?
那当然，我们承认有好些事情神没有跟我们说的，我们也没办法猜得出来。
Of course, we confess if God did not tell us in many of those things, we cannot guess.
但是神要我们知道的，神没有一件停留在那里，不像我们说。
But what God desires for us to know, He did not withhold from us.
那么我们就从主说过的话里边来留意了。
Then let us pay attention to the spoken word of God.
虽然我们这次 Ashab 的交通，我叫交通那个部分是只圈在新约的这一个范围。
Now even though my responsibility in that this time is only in the new covenant.
但弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
如果主的灵在我们里边，让我们稍微苏醒一点。
But if the Lord's Spirit calls us to be alert,
我们没有办法不承认。
Then we must acknowledge.
神在新约里边所要做成功的那一个事实，
what God wants to complete during this new covenant,
可以说是神永远计划里面最重要最重要的那个部分。
We can put it this way, it is the most important and crucial point of His work.
我们甚至是可以说，
or we can put it this way,
如果说到神永远的旨意的话，
if we were to say upon the eternal will of God,
那在新约这一段时间里面神所要做的如果做不成功，
if during this period, during the new covenant, if the work of God is not successful,
那神永远的旨意就没有成功的希望。
Then there is no hope for the completion of the eternal will of God.
那翻过来说呢，
in other words,
如果神在这一段日子里头所做的做成，
if what God desires to do is completed in this period,
当然在神手中没有难成的事。
Of course, with God, there is nothing that is impossible.
但是我们为了认识这一段日子的那一个严，那个严肃或是它的严重。
But in order for us to understand the seriousness or how solemn this period of time is,
而我们必须是那样明确的来留意神的安排。
We must take note and pay attention to the arrangement of God in this way.
那在神整个的安排的里头，
Now in the arrangement of God,
我们现在这一个时代，
for this dispensation,
或者说神在我们这一个时候在我们身上所有的带领，
or in this period of time as God is leading us,
是为了成全他那个永远的旨意里头的最关键的那一个部分。
It is the most crucial time in the completion of God's eternal will.
我们刚才读的以弗所书第一章，
When we just read Ephesians chapter 1,
弟兄姊妹们，你很清楚的能看见，
Brothers and sisters, you can see very clearly,
当我们提到神永远的旨意的时候，
When we make mention of the eternal will of God,
我们必须看见神永远的旨意不是一个空空洞洞的幻想。
We must be able to see that the eternal will of God is not just an empty thought.
神说得非常的清楚，
God puts it very clearly.
他在他的永远的旨意里头，他要做成功一件事。
In His eternal will, He is to complete this one thing.
那一件事是什么呢？
What matter is that?
叫万有都在基督里同归于一。
That is, all things will be gathered together and summed up as one in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你特别留意这句话的那个含义。
Brothers and sisters, take note of that verse.
如果从范围上面来说，
If we look at just the boundary of that, that is all things.
就是一切所有存在的事物。
That is all things that exist.
没有一点一滴是例外。
There is no exception at
all. 这个是从范围上面来说。
This speaks of the broadness of this matter.
如果从那个目的来说呢，
If we look at the purpose of
that, 我们就更清楚地看到一件事。
We can see even more clearly.
神是按照时间到了的时候，
In the fullness of the dispensation
of time, 他要叫一切的万有都在基督里同归于一。
That all things are to be gathered together and summed up as one in Christ.
我想这几天弟兄姊妹稍微注意一下地上发生的事，
I believe it, brothers and sisters, take note of the earthly matters these few days.
你会觉得这一两天里面曾经发生一件大事。
You'll discover in these last couple of days this great thing has happened.
什么大事呢?
What matter is that?
日食啊。
And that is the eclipse.
哎呀，碰到日食，好像全世界的人都震动了一下。
And when there's this solar eclipse, it seems like it has surprised everyone in this world.
特别在这一次日食，你能观察到。 日全食的这个光景的话，你要跑到亚洲去。
And if you want to see this full solar eclipse, you have to go to the continent of Asia.
那所以有很多人就跑到亚洲了。
So many would flock there.
在中国了。
And China.
在台湾了。
And Taiwan.
在印度了。
And India.
在那样带地方要看日食。
And in that region, you would want to see this solar eclipse.
那弟兄姊妹，当你看到日食的时候，
Now, brothers and sisters, when you do see this solar eclipse,
有什么感觉呢？
How do you feel?
我们不知道人的感觉是怎么样。
We don't know how others might feel.
但是归类起来是两样。
But when you summarize, there's these two thoughts.
一样就看到日食的时候，他说：“哈，这是现象那么奇妙，那么伟大，还要证明了这个世界里头没有神。”
One thought would be, oh, how great this phenomenon is, this view is so great and magnificent, it proves to us that there is no God.
但是另外一方面的领会呢?
Yet on another thought,
他看到这样的事情,
when others see this matter,
他不是只是看见那个现象,
not only do they see this phenomenon, they're able to see the reason for such a phenomenon. Therefore, in their thoughts, they have this very high desire.
他们从那个眼见的现象里面看到背后的,
From that visible phenomenon, they're able to see the great God behind this.
但是很可惜,
but unfortunately,
能像这样去从眼见的事物来看到那个事物发生的原因的人, 一般来说不太多。
Few are those who are able to, from these visible matters, to see the reason behind such things.
那我为什么说出这样的一件事呢?
Now, why do I share this matter with you?
我乃是特别让弟兄姊妹你注意刚才我们所读的那节经文。
I especially wanted brothers and sisters to pay attention to the passage you have read.
刚才我们所读的经文就是说时间到了。
The verse we just read in this dispensation of the fullness of time, God is to gather together all things and sum them up as one in Christ.
那就是说出现在的万有，第一，在基督里的不多。
That tells us first that there are not many of all these things in Christ.
第二,
Secondly,
根本就没有。
They are not summed up together as one. That is what we see in the phenomenon.
但是感谢我们的神,
but we thank our God.
他在他自己所说的话的里边，向我们解开了一个非常伟大的安排。
In his own words, God has revealed to us a very great arrangement.
现在一切都是不和谐的。
Now nothing is in harmony.
人和人中间不和谐的。
There is no harmony between man.
人和物中间不和谐的。
There is no harmony between man and other matters.
物和物的当中也不和谐的。
And even in matters, between matters, there is no harmony.
神也告诉我们,
God also tells us,
造成这许多的不和谐的原因是有一个,
what is the reason for having no harmony?
但是神要解决这个原因,
but God is to deal with that issue,
目的乃是要叫一切万有, 都能同归于一。
The purpose is in order that all things can be gathered together and summed up as one. Brothers and sisters, when we encounter these words of God, sometimes we just cannot understand this.
你说怎么可能发生这样的事呢?
You question, how is this happening?
有办法使这个事实成为那个很真的那个实际吗?
Is there a way for this to become reality?
我们是可以这样想,
we can think in this way.
但神对他自己说过的话, 他常常是这样对我们说,
but to his own word, God often tells us,
耶和华的热心一定成就这事,
that God's zeal will complete this work.
我们感谢赞美我们的神,
we praise and thank our God.
好了，现在问题来了。
Now, here's the issue.
那神怎么去成就呢?
How is God to do this?
神怎么把这样的一个大事, 从现在的一塌糊涂的里边, 来带回到与神中间没有间隔。
In this great thing, in the confusion there is that exists today, how is God to bring this back to himself without any obstacle?
那我们就看 神怎么又要来做这个工了。
Now let us take a look and see how God is to perform this.
我们感谢神。
Now we thank God.
昨天晚上我们看到。
Last night we saw.
我们的弟兄一直给我们指出，在旧约里边神做了许多的事，说了许多的话。
Our brother pointed out to us many of the words which God spoke and many of the things which he did.
但是那些话那些事都是指着神要做一件事。
But in all those words and all those things that God did, it is pointing to one thing that God is to do.
那我们就要问了。
Then we must ask.
神为什么要做那一件事？
Why is it that God must do that thing?
如果神不用做那一件事的话，
If God did not do that,
那神还要不要做那么许许多多的事，说许许多多的话？
Would God still continue to need to do so many things and speak so many words?
这个的确是一件大事。
Indeed, that is a great thing.
神在旧约里面说了很多的事，
Now, God spoke much
做了很多的事，
and did much things in the Old Testament,
说了许多的话，
and he spoke much words.
也特别拣选了以色列这一个民族，
and he has also especially chosen this race, Israel,
给他们一个祭司的国度的那样的一个地位和身份，
and has given this holy priesthood to them,
为要把万民都带回神的面前，
so that they would draw all nations back before God.
但是以色列人跟不上，
yet the Israelites were not able to follow on.
所以才有到我们今天活在新约的这一个关键的日子。
Therefore, this exists for us today who live in the New Testament, in the New Covenant for us today. This crucial time.
我常常问一些弟兄姊妹们，
I oftentimes ask brothers and sisters,
我说弟兄姊妹们，你的圣经是叫做什么名字？
Brothers and sisters, what is the name of your Bible?
他说就是圣经嘛。
They say it is the Bible.
当然是圣经。
It is the Bible, of
course. 但是它还有一个名字。
But there's also this term.
是什么名字？
What is this term?
一些弟兄姊妹就明白了。
Then some brothers and sisters understand.
叫做新约圣经、旧约圣经。
They said the Old Testament or the New Testament.
那我就问说。
Then I asked.
什么叫做旧约？什么叫做新约？
What then is the Old Testament and what is the New Testament?
他们就说了。
Then they say.
主耶稣没来以前就叫做旧约。
Before the Lord Jesus came, that is the Old Testament.
主耶稣来了以后就叫做新约。
And after the Lord Jesus came, that is the New Testament.
那我们现在是活在新约里。
And so today we live in this New Testament,
New Covenant. 但是这个问题就在这里。
But that is where the issue is.
旧约。
In the Old Testament.
新约。
In the New Testament.
是两个不同的约。
It's two different covenants.
那如果这两个不同的约是没有关联的，
Now, if these two covenants have nothing to do with each other,
那就不管它新和旧了。
Then regardless if it's old or new.
但现在我们所面对的旧约和新约呢？
But what we face today in the old covenant or
the new covenant, 你没有办法把它隔裂的。
We cannot separate them.
我们甚至是可以这样说。
Or we can put it in this way.
如果没有旧约的话，
Without the old covenant,
你就看不到新约。
We cannot see the new covenant.
如果你看到新约的话，
If we see the new covenant,
你也不能丢掉旧约。
Then we cannot forsake the old one.
你说为什么有这样的事情呢？
Now you question,
弟兄姊妹们，这就给我们回到刚才以弗所书上面所指出的那个事实了。
Then, brothers and sisters, we must return back to Ephesians, what it points out for us.
那个事实是说什么呢？
What does that tell us?
说神有一个安排。
That God has this arrangement.
说神有一个计划。
God has this plan.
他又按照时间到的时候，叫万有都在基督里同归于一。
That in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he is to gather together all things and sum them up as one in Christ.
那么什么事情叫做时间满足呢？
Now what does this mean in the fullness of time?
时间满足是根据什么呢？
What is this basis for this fullness of time?
我们感谢我们的神。
And we thank our God.
那神就继续就说出了。
Then God continues to tell us.
等到那些在基督里首先有盼望的人把神的荣耀带出来。
It is for those who first trusted in Christ to be the praise of His glory.
时候就到了。
And then that is the fullness of time.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
如果这样子来领会到神说话的那个意思，
if we understand the word of God in this way,
我们就很清楚看到了。
Very clearly we're able to see.
那如今我们活在新约里头，
for us who live in this new covenant,
我们怎么在神这个见证的里边接上来呢？
How are we able to follow on in this testimony of God?
那个要很清楚的说清楚这一件事情。
God has to tell us this very clearly.
我想我们这次聚会里边很多年轻的弟兄姊妹们在我们中间。
I believe there are many younger brothers and sisters in our midst in this conference.
我想我就多费一点时间来把这个事情说明确一点。
I want to spend a little bit more time to clarify this somewhat.
当我们要来领会这件事的时候，
If we're to understand about this matter,
我们没有办法能忽略 神造人的时候，神所显明的他的目的。
We cannot neglect the purpose of God in His creation of man.
弟兄姊妹们，现在许多人，特别是那些不信的人，他们根本不相信神的创造。
Brothers and sisters, there are many today, especially the unbelievers, who do not believe in the creation of God.
而我们相信神的人也不一定能够明白神创造的目的。
Even for believers, it may not be that we would understand the purpose of God's creation.
那所以我们必须在这个点上不能忽略。
Therefore, we cannot be careless upon this point.
因为这个是接连到神的整个的见证的那个主题的。
Now, because this connects us to the theme of God's testimony.
那我们很清楚地从创世纪第一章里头。
Now, very clearly from Genesis chapter 1, 你很清楚
地看到神在造人的时候，神宣告了他造人的那个目的。
We can see very clearly God's proclamation for His creation of man.
当然在这个事情以前又发生了很多的事，神没有很详细给我们说。
Of course, before the creation, God has told us some things that happened, even though without details.
但是我们确实看见以前所发生的事情所留下的那个结果。
But we're able to see the result of the things that happened before the creation that was recorded for us.
那神在创造人的时候，就是对着那个结果来写安排的。
Now then, in God's creation, His purpose was exactly focused on the result of that, those things that happened before the creation.
那神在那时怎么说呢？
What did God say at that time?
他说我要把人造出来。
He said, I will create man.
那这个人是怎么样的呢？
Now how is this man to be?
头一件事情就是说，
The first thing is,
神要把他的形象给他们。
That he was created in God's own image.
第二件事情就是说，
The second matter is,
神要把他的权柄也委托给他们。
That will also delegate his authority to man.
弟兄姊妹们，我们读创世纪第一章的时候，你没办法忽略这两个事实。
Brothers and sisters, we see this very clearly when we read Genesis chapter 1.
一个是神的形象。
One is God's own image.
一个是神的权柄。
Second is God's authority.
那换一句话来说，
In other words,
详细的我不说了，我只是提出来让弟兄姊妹们，你不要忽略这个事实。
I won't go into too much detail, but I just point it out so that brothers and sisters will not be careless about it.
什么时候我们看到这两个事实？
When is it that we see these two facts?
我们就看到神造人的目的。
Then we see God's purpose of man's
creation. 第一是为彰显神的自己。
One is to manifest God himself.
第二就让神的权柄在那里不受到任何的阻挡。
Secondary is for his authority to be executed without any hindrance.
那当然我们很会问。
Then we might ask perhaps,
谁有这个本领去对付神这个安排？
Who has the authority to deal with this arrangement of God?
那个问题，那个答案是非常简单。
Now that answer is very easy.
那就是堕落的撒旦。
And that is Satan who has fallen.
神造人的目的就是对付那个堕落的撒旦和他所造成的在这个万有当中的堕落。
For the very purpose of God's creation is to deal with Satan and his fallen and all that the result of him, Satan being fallen.
那所以弟兄姊妹你就看到一件事。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you see one thing.
这个事情就受到阻碍了。
There is an obstacle in this matter.
那个阻碍从哪里来呢？
Where does this obstacle come from?
就是从撒旦来了。
It is from Satan.
撒旦把神的计划打乱了。
And Satan has disrupted God's plan.
人堕落了。
Man has fallen.
人没办法了。
There is no way for man.
那神这个计划还要不要执行呢？
Will the will of God still be executed?
感谢我们的神。
And we thank our God.
他没有给撒旦的这样的骚扰来扰乱他的安排。
Such disruption from Satan does not end God's plan.
所以你就看到神在那个日子里头所宣告的事情。
Now, therefore, we're able to see God's proclamation in those days.
我们的弟兄昨天晚上也提了。
Our brother also mentioned that last night.
我现在再提一下。
I mention it again.
我们提了看到是神怎么处理人的堕落呢。
And we can see how God deals with man's fall.
他说到女人的后裔要伤蛇的头。
He said that the seed of the woman shall bruise the serpent's head.
从神说的那些话的里边，
And from all the words of God there,
我们留意到一件事情，
we take note of one thing,
神要把堕落的人带回神起初的那个安排里，
that God is to bring the fallen man back to his original purpose.
所以我们就看到了，
therefore we're able to see,
神就让他的儿子来完成这个救赎，
that God has sent his own son to complete the salvation.
但是人要接受神这个救恩，
but in order for man to receive this salvation from God,
我们可以 以从我们自己的那个经历上面去留意，你就明白了。
Brothers and sisters, we can pay attention to that from our own experience.
当你头一次听到救恩的时候
，That is when we first heard of salvation.
你很乐意接受神这样的安排吗
？Are we very joyful and willing to receive the salvation plan of God?
也许会有人是那样。
Perhaps some of us may be in that situation.
但是那样的人就非常非常的稀少。
But also very rare and few.
我们绝大部分都是在神的面前经过挣扎挣扎挣扎然后在圣灵的帮助的底下浮下来的。
Perhaps most of us would struggle and yet struggle until we submit under the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit.
神说我们是罪人我哪里是罪人
God says we are all sinners. We say, why are we sinners?
神说我们要永死哪里有永死的事情人死就灯灭了。
God says we will have eternal damnation.And we say that once I die, and that's the end of it all.
许多的理由在那里阻挡我们的。
There are so many reasons that would hinder us.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
他宣告了女人的后裔要伤蛇的头。
He has proclaimed that the seed of the woman shall bruise the serpent's head.
神做了一件事情了，要用一个牲畜的皮来做衣服，把人遮盖。
God has did this, and to take the skin of an animal to cover our nakedness, our shame.
当然，这个是一个预表。
Of course, this is a type.
昨天我们的弟兄就提到了，你要看到神说话的目的。
Last night, our brother already shared that we must see the purpose of God's words.
神就用着一个流血牺牲的事情来遮盖人的愚昧和软弱。
That was with the sacrifice of an animal with the shedding of blood to cover our shame, our nakedness.
那这些事情都指着神的儿子有一天要来。
This all points to the fact that one day the Son of God will come.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不能不问一个问题。
Then brothers and sisters, we must ask a question.
神费那么大的劲干什么呢
？God has did so much things for what?
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
我想问一个很简单的问题。
I will ask a very simple question.
你为什么要信主呢
？Why is it that you would want to believe in the Lord?
我们每一个人都经过那个阶段。
Each one of us have experienced that stage.
等到神把我们的罪来显露的时候，我们说我们不信主怎么行
？When God exposes our sin to us, we can only say we must believe in the Lord.
如果不信主的话，那就完了。
It is finished if we do not believe in him.
所以我就信主了。
So I believe in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
我问的问题那个目的
The purpose of my question.
不是让我们只是看见这一个部分。
It is for us not to only see this aspect of it.
如果只是看到这个部分
If we only see this aspect of it.
那我们就不知道神用着他的儿子来做成那个救赎的那个目的在哪里。
Then we do not realize the purpose of God using his own son for the salvation plan.
只是让我们这些人一个个的这些都信了耶稣他们都不死了。
Is it merely for us, each one of us, one by one, that we all believe in Jesus, then we will not perish.
但是我们也承认没有一个人想到我有一天不会躺在坟墓里。
Now, but I confess that none of us, would think of the fact that one day I would not lie in the grave.
那你说如果是这样的话，神那个拯救有什么作用呢？
If that's the case, what is the purpose of God's salvation?
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
当神把我们带得更清楚的一点的时候
，When God shows us even more clearly,
我们看到我们承受神的那个救赎的恩典。接受那个不再定罪的这个事实，只不过是神在我们身上做工的起头。
Then we realize the fact that we receive His salvation, the fact that we are not condemned any longer is only the beginning of His salvation.
慢慢我们就看到了神在我们身上做工的那个目的是一个很高很伟大。非常非常有意义的事实。
Gradually, God will show us, we'll begin to see the purpose of His salvation is very high, very great, and very meaningful.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为神的一个拯救的恩典乃是一个恢复的工作的显出。
That is because the grace of God's salvation is a manifestation of the restoration of His testimony.
这个恢复的工作的显出。
The manifestation of this restoration work.
我们可以说，那是神把我们带回他起初 造人的目的。
That is, God has brought us back to the original purpose of His creation of man.
而不是只叫我们看见，哎呀，我现在不吃灭亡，反得永生，我得着了。
It is not merely for us to see, now I will not perish, but have everlasting life.
起初的时候，我们都是这样。
At the beginning, we are all in this way.
但是慢慢，你在神的面前有点渴慕的人追求的时候。
But gradually, as we have desire for God and we are willing to pursue.
很清楚的，你会给神带到这个地步，你看到神在我身上恢复他起初造人的目的。
Very clearly, you will see God has brought you to a point that God has restored me to the original purpose of His creation.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到神这样的一个安排的时候。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when we see this arrangement of God,
我们再回过头来看以弗所书第一章里面所说的那句话。
Now, when we return and go back and look again at the words of Ephesians chapter 1,
啊，说到那个万有都在基督里同归一都于一这个事实。
When we see this fact that all things shall be gathered up as one in Christ,
乃是根据那些在基督里的人，首先有盼望的人，让神得着称赞。
That is based on the foundation of those who first trusted in Christ that we are to be the praise of His glory.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这里有个什么事情在那里呢？
Brothers and sisters, what do you see there?
那就是说出刚才我提到的。
This tells us what I just mentioned.
如果神要做的这个事情没有做好。
If God is to do this matter and it is not complete.
神起初造人的那个目的就没有根据来恢复。
Then the original purpose of God's creation of man would not have been restored.
当神的那个目的要恢复的话。
If in order for God's purpose to be restored.
做成功的话。
To be successful.
那这个地上的那个和这个全万有的光景是怎样的呢？
Then what is the condition of all the world and also in all things?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你绝对不会看到那个时候的光景跟现在是一个模样。
Absolutely, you will not see that condition to be the same as the condition today.
你会看到那一个时候是什么呢？
What condition will you see at that time?
我们用罗马书第八章上头的话来说。
If we use the words in Romans chapter 8,
罗马书第八章那里就说到一件事情和这件事情非常有密切的关系。
There are these words in Romans chapter 8 that are closely related to these words here.
那里说到什么呢？
What does it say there?
那里说的凡受造之物都在那里叹息。
It says that all creation groans in travail.
叹息，为什么要叹息呢？
Why are they sighing there?
因为他们落在劳苦愁烦里。
That is because they're in suffering.
我想弟兄姊妹，你特别注意的，那里说是万物，不是单单说是我们人。
Now, brothers and sisters, there it says all things, not only referring to man.
就是所有的物件都在一个劳苦困乏的那种光景里。
But that all things are there suffering and in travail groaning.
但是他们却有一个等候。
But they have this longing.
等候什么呢？
What is it that they're longing for?
等候神的种子显出来。
That they're waiting for the sons of God to be made known.
那神的种子显出来的时候。
Now what happens when the sons of God
reveal? 就带来一个什么的结果呢？
What result would that bring forth?
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
说到神的种子显出来的时候。
When it says that the sons of God
will
be revealed.
这就和今天我们在神面前的那个见证的成全。接上关系了。
That has to do with the completion of our testimony today.
那个神的种子显出来是指着一个什么事实呢？
What is the fact that it's referring to when it says the sons of God are revealed?
我们从那里的圣经的上下文你很清楚的看到。
From the text of that passage you can clearly see.
那是说到我们这些人都在基督里成熟了。
That speaks of the fact for us who are in Christ, now we are mature.
长成了。
We are grown.
用以弗所的话来说，能叫神因我们得荣耀了。
In the words of Ephesians, that we are the ones to the praise of God's glory.
到了这样的一个地步。
At that point,
神的种子显出来。
The sons of God are manifest.
那神种子显出来是怎样呢？
And what happens when the sons of God are revealed?
神的荣耀就显出来。
Then God's glory is revealed.
那神的荣耀显出来就怎样呢？
Now what happens when the glory of God is revealed?
不但是神的种子得着了完全的释放。
Not only is there complete freedom and liberty for the sons of God.
万有都在那里一同得着这个释放。
But at the same time, all things also receive that liberty.
我们回过头来又问的。
Now when we recount and ask,
这个事情要成就的话，那个关键在哪里呢？
In order for this to be completed, where is the key?
又是回到 以弗所书里边所说的的问题。
Again, it brings us back to the words in Ephesians.
以弗所书里边是说到在基督里首先有盼望的。
In Ephesians, it tells us for us who first trusted in Christ.
罗马书这里就说到神的种子。
In Romans, it's referred to the sons of God.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这两个事情是合在一起的。
Brothers and sisters, you can see these two things are connected.
那当神的种子能显出来。
Now when the sons of God are revealed.
那神所买赎的众人都长成到一个地步，叫神的荣耀在他们中间没有受到阻挡了。
That means all the redeemed of the Lord are full grown, can manifest his glory without any hindrance.
那是什么一回事呢？
Now, what condition is that?
那就是时间到了。
That is the fullness of time.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们也常常碰到好些弟兄姊妹问我们一些问题。
Now, many times we encounter brothers and sisters asking such a question.
他说神是全知的。
They ask that God is all-knowing.
他老早就应该知道以色列人跟不上神。
Now, he ought to know that the Israelites would not be able to follow on to him.
那为什么他还花了那几千两千三千年的时间在以色列人的身上？
Why would God spend thousands of years upon them?
然后他撇开那一部分，自己就让神的儿子来，不是顶好了吗？
Wouldn't it be better if he just took away that period of time and sent his son?
那弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
那这些问题都是把我们带到那个属灵的实际的里边去的。
Now, such questions will bring us to a spiritual reality.
就是把我们的那个属灵的实际显出来的。
That will make known our own spiritual reality.
用什么的我们也许知道的。
Brothers and sisters, perhaps we know.
我们这个人的堕落。
For our own fall.
那个根源乃是人要出头。
The root of our fall is that man would want to come ahead.
那个过程我不说了。
I won't go through
the details. 我是说那个实际的那个问题。
But in practical, in reality,
那是我们要出头。
That is man wants to come forward.
我们要上神。
And we want to be like God.
因为我们上神了，我们就可以看见许多的事物。
Because when we are like God, we can see many things.
我们就可以自己做主。
And we can be our own master.
我们就可以完全的根据自己来安排一切。
And we can do all things and make all the arrangements according to our own desire.
亚当的堕落是这样。
That is the situation with Adam's
fall. 我们做亚当的子孙的人活出来的那个光景还是这个样。
And for us as sons of Adam, that is the condition which we live out.
弟兄姊妹们，这样的一个光景你要叫它扭转过来。
Brothers and sisters, you want to turn this condition around.
的确是很困难。
It is very difficult.
我想弟兄姊妹们在这些年间常常都会有，特别是在北美，你常常经过一些这样的光景。
I believe brothers and sisters, especially for us who are in Northern America, we might have this condition.
工作得好好的。
We are doing well in our
work. 突然来一个经济风暴。
And then there's this economy downfall.
现在就不叫经济风暴了，现在叫经济海啸了。
And so it's not only an economic crisis, it's an economic tsunami.
那么一波一波的。
And so it comes in waves.
哎呀，结果把我们的工作很受影响。
And so it greatly affects our work.
那所以各种各样的情况都会出来。
And so all different situations arise.
弟兄姊妹，你可以考虑到一件事。
Brothers and sisters, you can consider one
thing. 如果所有的事情发生是让你升高的，你欢喜还是哭啊？
If all things happen so you can be exalted, will you be joyful or weeping?
你绝对不会哭的。
You will not be in sorrow.
但是如果发现那个情况是，不说你把恩典把你的工作丢掉。
But if all these things happen, not that you lost your job.
你只是在你的工作上面有一个调整，在人眼中看来你降级了。
You may just have an adjustment in your job, and perhaps in man's view that you have been lowered.
弟兄姊妹，你碰到这样的光景，你喜乐得来吗？
Brothers and sisters, in just such a condition, can you be joyful?
按照我们的天然，我们没有办法。
In our nature, we cannot.
我不扯那么远。
I won't go too far.
我只是借着那一些来说出我们的天然的那个光景。
But through such examples, it shows us our own nature.
那所以神在旧约的日子带领以色列人。
That's in the Old Testament when God led the Israelites.
他告诉以色列人说，
God told the Israelites,
你们是一个祭司的国度,
that you are royal priesthood,
你们有一个属灵的任务,
and you have a spiritual mission,
你们自己要在神面前活得好,
that you must live well before God,
同时你们要把万国也引到神的面前来,
at the same time, you are to draw all nations to God.
那你怎么知道你活得好还是不好呢?
Now how do you know if you're living well or not?
那神就把律法赏赐给他们,
God will give you the law.
那么律法赏赐了给他们,
and when God gave them the
law, 他们有了一个根据,
they have this foundation,
他们有了一个凭借了,
and now they have
Now,
if I live according to this direction, then I live well before God.
如果我不按照这个方向来跟上的话，那我就活得不对。
If I do not live in this direction, then I've lived wrong.
但是结果呢？
But the result,
以色列人没有跟上。
The Israelites did not follow on.
那就是他们没有办法来按照神的那个定义。来接上去了。
That is not according to God's desire. They cannot follow on.
你说神是全知的。
You say that God is all knowing.
神为什么让这一段的时间好像白白的浪费掉呢？
So then we might question why did God waste so much time?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们的神没有浪费他的时间。
Our God does not waste his time.
他知道人的本性里面是那样的愚昧。
God knows how foolish in nature man is.
他要接受那么长久的时间。
But it is through such a long period of time, through such a reality, he exposes man's nature so that we are able to see. If you want to rely on yourself, you have no path. So you must turn and look upon the salvation God has prepared.
用这么在旧约神把律法显赐给摩西的时候，
brothers and sisters, when God gave Moses the law,
神跟摩西说了一个话，
God said these words to Moses,
是非常非常重要的，
they are very very important.
新约圣经里边也把那个话引用了好多遍了，
in the New Testament, the words are used many times.
也许很多弟兄姊妹们，你读过那句话，但是你没有把它放在心里。
And perhaps brothers and sisters who have read those words who have not put it in heart.
那我想我们今天就让神把那个话放在我们心里。
So may God put those words in our hearts today.
让我们看见。
So that we would see.
神所做的那个事情有计划、有规矩、有阶段的。
That God does all things in order and in stages.
神没有白费他的时间。
God does not waste his time.
那神跟摩西说了什么话呢？
What words did God say to Moses?
那是在申命记十八章上头。
That is in Deuteronomy chapter 18.
那神借着摩西向以色列人宣告说。
Through Moses, God declared to the Israelites.
将来在你们中间要兴起一个弟兄像我。
That in your midst, I will raise up a brethren like you.
而如果有人不听他的话，
If there is any that would not obey him,
这个人就要从民中剪除。
That person will be cut off from the
people. 弟兄姊妹，我们读这节经文的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we read this verse,
而我们只是从最表面的事上面来留意的。
We only look at it from the surface.
那就是神把律法赏赐给人。
Is that God gave the law
to man. 人按照神的律法来行。
That if man followed according to the law,
那人在神面前就蒙纪念了。
Then man would be remembered by God.
但弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
你注意神当时说这个，说对以色列民说这个话的时候，
If you take note of the words of God to Israel,
神的话是怎么说的呢？
What did God's word say?
他说我要在你们中间兴起一位弟兄像摩西。
I will raise up a brethren in your midst like Moses.
当这一个弟兄显出来的时候，
And when he is made known,
你们都要听。
You must obey him.
如果你不听他的话，
If not,
那这个人就要从民中剪除。
Then he shall be cut off from the people.
我想弟兄姊妹们，
I believe brothers and sisters,
你做这样一个比方，你就清楚这句话的意思了。
If you make this comparison, you'll know what this
word means. 你就明白这句话为什么在新约里头一而再、再而三的给引用出来了。
Then you understand why are these words repeated in the New Testament.
那个比方很容易明白的。
Now, that comparison is very easy for us to understand.
那就是说，
that means,
现在有一个人，
now there is someone,
他对着神的律法，
according to the law of God,
每一样他都活得对了。
He has fulfilled every one of it.
他真的能像保罗说，律法我从小到大我都遵守过了。
Yeah, he can say as Paul, I have kept the law from youth.
也可以像那个年轻的官，我全都遵守过了。
And he can say like that young rich ruler, I've kept it all from my youth.
那如果真的也真有这样的一个人，
And if there is such an individual,
现在在那个弟兄中间所显明的那个人出来了。
Now this one amongst the brethren has been made known.
他在那里说话。
And there he is speaking.
我们读西读读那个约翰福音读四福音的时候，我们就很清楚看到这件事。
When we read the four Gospels, the Gospel of John, we can clearly see this.
如果按照条文来说，以色列人都活得很好。
By the law, the Israelites live well.
但是有一件事情他们不太对了。
But there's one thing that they are wrong.
他们就觉得主耶稣在那里说的话，并没有律法那样有恩有有。有权力。
They feel the word spoken by the Lord was not as authoritative as the law.
那现在就碰到这样的一件事。
And so now this issue arises.
有的人就是这个样的。
If man is this way,
律法他不全守住。
Yet he has fulfilled all the law.
但是主在那里说话他不听。
But when the Lord is speaking, they do not obey him.
弟兄姊妹你来说。
Brothers and sisters,
you say, 这个人还能活吗？
Can that person that does not obey live?
这个人还可以继续在神的百姓中间活下去吗？
Can that person amongst the people of God continue to live?
弟兄姊妹们，你很清楚看到那个结果。
Brothers and sisters, clearly you can see that result.
这个人是不能活的。
He cannot live.
因为他不听那个人的话。
Because he did not obey that one.
弟兄姊妹们，你留意神说这个话的目的在哪里？
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to the purpose of God's word there.
这很清楚给我们看到。
This shows us very clearly.
神用着律法来让以色列人显露人的缺陷。
God has used the law to expose the weakness, the lacking of the Israelites.
然后把人就带到神的儿子的面前。
And then brings man into the presence of his son.
虽然在那个时候神的儿子还没有来。
And even though at that time God's son has not come yet.
但神确实把这样的一个原则的事实老早就放在他们当中。
But God has already placed this principle long ago amongst the Israelites.
那四福音里头的那些犹太人就是落在这个愚昧的里头。
Now for the Jews in the four Gospels period, they are falling into that foolishness.
我们这些外邦人信主的那个经历啊，也同样走过这一段愚昧的路。
Even for the experience of us Gentiles who are in salvation have gone through that path.
但是感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
他是在那里老早神就给他指出了，这一个人的话是比律法的权力还要高。
Long ago, God has pointed out to us the word of this one is even greater than the word of the law.
用主自己的话来说，
in the Lord's own word,
他并没有破坏律法。
He did not break the law.
他只是把律法的要求完全满足。
But he has fulfilled the law.
你们都不能满足律法。
You cannot fulfill the law.
所以你们都落在律法的定罪的底下。
So you fall under the condemnation of
the law. 但是我们的主能满足那个律法。
But our Lord is able to fulfill the law.
所以他所显出来的就比律法的要求还要高。
Therefore, what he is able to manifest even greater requirement than the law.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
那当我们领会到这样的一件事的时候，
so when we understand such a matter,
我们就回过头来看。
And we recount
神给我们的救恩。
The salvation which God has prepared.
这个救恩是什么目的呢？
What is the purpose of this salvation?
不是把我们带回旧约律法的底下。
It is not to bring us back under the requirement of the law.
那是把我们带到神的恩典里面得着释放，得着恢复。
But it's to bring us into God's grace so that we can be at liberty and be revived and restored.
那不但是我们这个人得着恢复。
Not only is the person restored.
神还要继续的用着我们这个人，让我们这个人能被神用到一个地步，先在人的中间开始，然后把这个影响带进万物。
God is to restore us and continue to work in us so that we are not only amongst men this restoration is brought forth, but also eventually in all things.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
我花了好多时间和弟兄姊妹们看整看这一个历史的那个经过。
Now I've spent much time with brothers and sisters to see the history of this matter.
那我们现在要回到我们这个新约里边那个传承的问题上。
Now we have to come back to the New Testament in the completion of this.
那里说到时候将到，神要叫万有都在基督里同归于。
There it tells us in the fullness of the dispensation of time, God is to gather all things and sum them up as one in Christ.
神是把我们从律法带进恩典。
God has brought us from the law into grace.
神是把我们从定罪带到释放。
God has brought us from the damnation into freedom.
神也是 把我们从贫乏里面带进丰富。
God has also brought us to our wretchedness, also into His abundance.
神做这个目的做什么呢？
Now, what is the purpose of God's work?
这个目的乃是要叫我们能被神得到一个地步，让神起初造人的目的恢复在我们的身上。
The purpose of God's work is so that His original purpose for our creation can be restored upon us.
那恢复到我们身上有什么目的呢？
What is the purpose of this restoration
upon us? 就百姓万有都在基督里同。
So that we'll bring forth all things gathered together as one in Christ.
那意思弟兄姊妹，我们现在来注意了。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, now let us take
note. 神这一件事情
in this matter
是非常非常的重要的。
It is very, very important.
刚才我也提过。
I have already mentioned.
如果神做这个事情做不成功的话，
If this matter of God is not successful,
神的计划就不能继续往前去。
Then God's plan cannot move forward.
如果神的计划要完成的话，
If God's plan was
to be fulfilled, 这一段的时间的这一段的的事情一定要做清楚。
Then this point must be complete.
那弟兄姊妹，我们可以简单，我简单的来和弟兄姊妹提一下。
Now I'll simply mention this with brothers and sisters.
那我们都信主了。
Now we all believe in the Lord.
那最近特别这几年来，神借着各种各方面的地上和天上所显出的现象，好像都吸引我们的心注意到。
It seems as in the recent years, God has used many things earthly and in the heavens to draw us to take note of the Lord's return is near.
我们感谢神。
And we thank God.
神的确是借助这些事情来叫我们要有一点的苏醒。
Indeed, through these things, God will cause us to be alert.
主是不是马上今天晚上就来？这个我们不敢说。
Will it be that the Lord will return quickly, even tonight? We dare not say.
但是无论如何，我们知道我们前面有一天。我们都要站立在主的面前。
But we all realize that one day we'll all stand before the Lord.
那现在弟兄姊妹们，
Now, brothers and
sisters, 我又来问另外一个问题。
I will ask yet another question.
你为什么要信主？
Why you must believe in the Lord?
还是那个老问题。
It's still the same question.
你说我要得救啊。
You say, I want to be saved.
那当然我们是需要得救的。
Of course, we need to be saved.
教会在各样的服事上面，在得救的这一件事情，一点都不放松的。
That in all service, in all matters of the church, this matter of our being saved, we cannot be lax.
但是弟兄姊妹，你必须要看到一件事。
But brothers and sisters, you must be able to see one thing.
对得救的事情不放松，不等于得救是我们在神面前承受恩典的结果。
But just because we're very strict on this point of being saved, that does not mean that it's the sole purpose of our salvation.
我们只能看见。
We must see.
我们得救是我们进入神丰盛的恩典的起点。
We must realize our being saved is only the beginning of our entrance into the abundant grace of God.
在这一个起点以后，
In this starting point,
神要继续把我们往前带，
God will continue to lead us forward,
一直带到一个地步，
until one day,
他的心意在我们身上没有受到阻挡，
that His will can be manifested in us without any hindrance.
神的荣耀要发表，
God's glory is to be manifested.
他从在谁身上可以发表呢？
Upon whom can His glory be manifested?
神在我们这些人的身上可以发表。
God's glory can be manifested from individuals such as us.
我们被神带到这样的一个地步，
Brothers and sisters, we were brought to this point before God.
神在我们身上的那一个拯救和挽回就做成了。
Then God's salvation and His restoration upon us is complete.
弟兄姊妹们，我们回个头来看。
But brothers and sisters, so we
recount, 那我们这些人
for us,
能不能现在就让神说某某人啊，你真是能让我从你身上发表我的荣耀。
Are we to be able to be said of God so and so, indeed my glory can be seen in you?
很惭愧，
very shamefully,
连我自己在内恐怕也不敢在神面前说这样的一句话。
Even for myself before God, I dare not say those words.
我们只能说神啊，我真盼望能这样。
I can only say before God, God, I hope it can be the case.
但是我想今天我还不到这个地步。
But I'm not there today.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
虽然这个是我们的实际，
Even though that is our reality,
但是神在我们身上所做的那个事情，
But the work of God upon us,
他是一定要把我们带到这样的一个光景。
He surely will bring us to that condition.
那所以我和弟兄姊妹继续往前去了。
Therefore, as we continue forward,
我们是在神的救恩里。
Yes, we are in the salvation of God.
我们都是在神的救恩里头，让神把我们造成一个称为基督身体的教会。
In God's salvation, we have been created as the body of Christ.
那么神把我们造成这样的一个称为教会的基督的身体。
Now, as God has created us in this organism as the body of Christ.
那我们已经是身体了，那还有什么话好说呢？
Now we are a body. What else is there to be said?
弟兄姊妹，不是没有话好说，
Brothers and sisters,
还有很多的话要说了。
There's still yet much more words to be said about that.
那我想弟兄姊妹，你特别的留意。
Now brothers and sisters, pay special attention.
那当我们读以弗所书的时候，
When we read Ephesians,
你在第一章里边一直读下去。
When you read chapter 1 and you continue
on, 你读到一个地步，
you'll read to this point.
你看到保罗在圣灵的那个感觉的里边。他摸到了神这个荣耀的旨意的那个奥秘和那个荣耀。
You can see that God touches through the Holy Spirit that eternal will and the will of God's mystery.
那结果在他里头就涌出一个很厉害的祷告了。
And therefore, this very great prayer of his is uttered forth.
这个祷告的话语并不多。
These words are not too many.
但是话语里头的内容非常非常非常的不得了。
But the content and the details of such a prayer is so great.
我们今天也不是看整个的祷告的内容。
Today we don't have the time to look through all of Paul's prayer.
我只是把这保罗祷告的那个内容其中的一个点提出来。
But I will merely point out one point of God's Paul's prayer.
但是弟兄们千万不要误会。
Brothers and sisters, do not misunderstand.
以为这一个点是唯一的重点。
Do not think this is the only point and the most important point.
保罗整个的祷告都是很重要。
All of Paul's prayer is very important.
不过我特别提这一点，乃是这一点的话里边指出了一个事实，是我们不可以忽略的。
I highlight this point is because this point is a point that we cannot neglect.
弟兄姊妹，你记得我今天下午和弟兄姊妹问了两个问题，其实两个问题都是同一个问题。
Brothers and sisters, you remember I asked you two questions. In fact, they're all the same one question.
你为什么信主？
Why do you believe in the Lord?
你信主的目的在哪？
What is the purpose in your faith in the Lord?
这是同一个问题。
That's the same question.
我们如果不是回到神的话里面去，我们根本不知道我们信主的目的的。
If we do not go back to the Word of God, we would not realize the purpose of our believing in Him.
我们以为我们信主的目的就是解决我们将来见神的那个资格而已。
We believe that our faith in Him will solve our qualification to meet Him one day.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神亲自向我们说出。
God personally tells us.
他选召我们。他的目的。
He has called us, He has chosen us, and His purpose.
当然我们有我们的目的。
Of course, we have our own purpose.
但是神说他也有目的。
But God tells us He has His purpose.
神不管我们的目的起初是怎样。
Regardless of what our original purpose is.
但是他要把他的目的做在我们的身上。
But God will complete His purpose in us.
你说这个目的是怎么一回事呢？
Then you question, what is this purpose all about?
弟兄姊妹们，如果神的灵把我们的属灵的眼睛打开，
Brothers and sisters, if the Spirit of God will open our eyes,
我们实在没有办法能相信得过来。
We just cannot believe this.
神真要做那么大的一件事吗？
Is this the great thing that God is to do?
但神的话是那样白纸黑字的摆在那。
But that is so plain in the Word of God to us.
那这个话就表达了神的心意。
And this Word tells us of God's
desire. 神的话说什么呢？
What does the Word of God tell us?
在保罗那个祷告的里边，
In Paul's prayer,
他提到我们该有一些个认识。
He mentions this is some of our understanding we ought to have. It is true understanding. It is not only head knowledge, but to have a correct understanding. Not only in doctrine.
并且在我们的经历上我们也尝到。
But also in our experience, we can taste this.
那是什么事情呢？
What matter is that?
上面提到的事我不提了。
I won't go what I've mentioned before.
我特别提就是提今天下午我们要交通这个点。
But I will highlight this point this afternoon.
神说要求神把圣灵赐给我们。
That Paul prays that God will grant us the Holy Spirit.
让我们能明白神的自己和神的所要做的事。
So that we would come to know God and what He is to do.
那神要做什么事情呢？
What is it that God is to do?
那在那里就提到其中一件事。
There it mentioned this one point.
那一件事是什么呢？
What point is that?
是叫我们是叫我们信的人去认识神在我们身上要显明的那个能力有何等的浩大。
That is for us to, who believe in Him to know what is the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
当我们读 经读到这一句话的时候
when we read the scriptures and we read
this sentence, 我们也许有点感觉
perhaps we might have some thoughts,
但是这个感觉一定是不会很深的
but I'm sure this thought would not be too deep.
但是当圣灵把我们里面照明的更明确一点的时候
but when the Holy Spirit sheds even more light within us,
我们看见这一段话所说的事情是非常非常的严重的
where we're able to realize then how solemn these words here are.
严重到一个什么的光景呢
how solemn are they?
弟兄姊妹留意
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
是这样说
in the words it tells us,
叫我们去认识在我们这些信的人的身上所显明的能力是何等的浩大
that we may knowAnd what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe according, who believe?
So, 弟兄姊妹，你首先要解决一件事情。
Then, brothers and sisters, you must first understand this.
神这个话不是对别人说的。
These words are not to others.
是对我们说的。
It is spoken to us.
那我们是谁呢？
Who are we?
我们是信的人。
We are those who believe.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你特别留意。
If you pay attention.
主是向信的人来说这个话。
The Lord is speaking these words to those who believe.
对我们这些信的人说这个话是什么目的呢
？For those who believe, what is the purpose
那个目的
of these words?
你说简单，很简单。
You say the purpose is very simple.
你说复杂，非常复杂。
But if you say it's complicated, yes, it's very complicated.
复杂不是那个真理上的复杂。
It is not complicated in the truth.
复杂是那个经历上的复杂。
It is complex in the experience of this.
我们不扯得那么远。
We won't go too far.
我们就留在这里。
But here,
要叫我们这些信的人知道。
So those who believe may know.
神在我们身上所显明的能力有何等的浩大。
What is the exceeding greatness of His power to us?
有多大呢
？How great is that power?
主自己就给我们解说了。
The Lord tells us then.
这一个能力。
This power,
曾经显在基督的身上
which he wrought in Christ,
叫他复活
when he raised him from the dead,
把他带到高天
and set him at his right hand,
然后坐在神的右边
in the heavenly places,
得着所有的权柄
so that he have gained all the authority,
远超过一切的地上的天上的远处的近处的今生的来生的
Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named not only in this world but also in the world that is to come. And everything is included in this.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
好好的来留意这里头所宣告的那个事情。
Pay close attention to this matter.
我不和弟兄姊妹们看到那个具体的情况。
I won't go into practically this matter.
因为我们这个聚会里面也没有那么足够的时间来进入那个具体的内容
because we don't have enough time in this meeting to go into the practical matters
但是弟兄姊妹如果你能抓到这主说的这个话的那一个实际的光景
but brothers and sisters if you're able to grasp the reality of the Lord's words here and the condition it tells us
我们真是像一些弟兄所说的我们都要跳起来在那里敬拜感谢赞美神
then as some brothersExplain, have shared with us, we have to jump and leap for joy to worship and praise God for it.
因为这里说的是什么呢?
Because what does it tell us here?
用简单的话来讲。
In simple words.
神要把基督的经历做成我们的经历。
God is to make the experience of Christ to be our own experience.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and
sisters, 你特别注意这一个。
Pay attention to this point.
是基督的经历。成为我们的经历。
This is the experience of Christ to be our experience.
你留意这里说的话是不是这样
Pay attention to the words here. Is that what it's telling you?
他要叫我们明白那一个显在我们身上的能力是何等的浩大。
So that we may know the exceeding greatness of the power he has towards us.
怎么浩大法呢
How great is the
power? 就像显在基督的那一个能力是一样。
This is the same power that was brought in Christ.
就带出这样的一些结局。
And it tells us of this result.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
弟兄姊妹现在你就看到了。
Brothers and sisters, now you see.
为什么刚才我特别问的弟兄姊妹们你信主为什么
That is the reason why I ask you, why do you believe in the Lord?
我们巴不得我们的主把我们带出我们起初信主的那一个倾向。
May it be that the Lord would deliver us from our first inclination when we believed in Him.
把我们引到神为我们预备救赎的那个恩典的事实。
That He will lead us into the reality of the grace that He has for us in His
神
salvation.
神要把神儿子的经历 做成我们的经历。
That God is to bring about in us the same experience He has brought about in His own Son.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
你想想看
，Think about this。
我们是什么人
？Who are we？
我们凭什么可以在神面前蒙这样的祝福
？By what can we receive such great blessing from God？
按照我们的想法
，Yet in our thoughts，
我们不被定罪已经是不得了的大事。
It is great enough if we're not condemned for our sin。
那现在神说。
Now God says,
他还要把基督的经历做成在我们的身上。
God is to bring the same experience that is wrought in Christ to be our own.
这个是我们从来都不敢想的。
Brothers and sisters, this is something we dare not even think.
如果我们到了第二章，
If we go to chapter 2,
你看到基督的经历在那里有一个很比较细的表达。
You can see the detail that records for us the experience of Christ.
说我们与基督一同活过来。
That we have been quickened together with Him.
说我们与基督一同复活。
That we have been raised together with Him.
说我们是与基督一同坐在天上。
That we have been seated together with Him in the heavenly places.
好，弟兄们，当我们真能领会这些话的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we're able to understand these words,
我们才晓得神在我们身上那个选召是怎么的一个安排。
Then we know how great that calling of God is upon us.
那如果我们从以弗所书第一章上。
Now if we look at from Ephesians chapter
1, 你看得很清楚,
you can see very clearly
基督是怎么经历,
whatever Christ
experienced,
that is also going to be our same experience. What is the result of the experience of Christ? That is also our experience.
除了我们不会成为神以外,
and besides the point that we will not be God,
基督所有的一切都成了我们的所有,
all that Christ is will become ours.
弟兄姊妹, 你不相信就多读几遍这段吧。
Brothers and sisters, if you do not believe that, read some more of these words again.
你读下来的时候, 你只能读出这样的一个结局。
When you read again,you will see this is the result.
那说到这个结局的时候
and when we see this result,
还没有完
it does not end there.
哎呦你说就是这样我们也不太容易跟上来
Now you say that is enough, we cannot follow on as
it is. 但是感谢我们的主
But we thank our Lord.
当我们把主的话在那样紧地抓住的时候
When we grab so closely to the word of God,
我们很清楚地看到一件事
Very clearly we can see.
不仅是基督的经历成了我们的经历
Not only is the experience of Christ to be our experience.
基督是从死里复活
That he was raised from the dead.
我们也是从死里复活。
We are also raised from the dead.
基督坐在神的右边。
When Christ is seated at the right hand of God,
我们也与基督一同坐在那个位置。
We are seated at the right hand together with Christ.
基督是国度的王。
When Christ is the king of the kingdom,
按照救赎的安排，我们也该与基督一同在国度里做王。
According to the arrangement of salvation, we ought to reign with him in the kingdom.
而如果我们按照神的把基督的经历在我们身上有一个完整的接过来。
If we completely receive the experience of Christ to be our own,
弟兄姊妹，你就晓得一件事。
Then brothers and sisters, you realize one thing.
基督所有的一切的荣耀、丰富，全都成了我们的荣耀和丰富。
All the glory and riches of Christ will have become ours.
我们是在感谢赞美我们的主。
Indeed, we praise and thank our Lord.
但是刚才我说了。
But I've said.
神的话并没有停在这里。
The word of God does not end there.
神的话是。继续往前说说什么呢
？The word of God continues to tell us what does it tell us. At the end of Ephesians chapter 1,
他说教会就成了基督的身体。
That the church has become the body of Christ.
那这个话呢，我们留到明天再交通。
Now we'll leave these words for tomorrow.
都是留到明天再交通。
We'll share them tomorrow.
更重要的那件事情。
But more importantly.
便叫我们成了那充满万有者所充满的。
That we have become his body, which is the fullness of him who fills all and in all.
弟兄姊妹，这话怎么说的
？Brothers and sisters, how do we explain these words? First, you must understand.
谁是充满万有的
？Who is the one who fills all?
你非常容易明白的。
Very clearly, you understand.
那是父的自己。
That is God himself.
我们在基督的经历上面被带到一个这样的地步。
In the experience of Christ, we are brought to this point.
神所有的丰满要成了我们的丰满。
That all the fullness of God will become our fullness.
弟兄姊妹们，这个不是单单是一个宣告。
Brothers and sisters, this is not merely a proclamation.
如果我们有时间读到第三章里面保罗接上来的祷告呢
？If we have time to read chapter 3, the second prayer of Paul.
我们就更清楚地看见神如何把我们领进。这样的一个荣耀丰富的完成。
And then we're able to see how God is to bring us into the completion of this glorious fullness.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
我们实在是看到
Indeed we see
神借着他的儿子把他那个永远的救赎带到一个完全可以成就的基础上
That God had, through his son has brought the eternal salvation of his to a foundation where it will be complete
然后神就把我们这些蒙拯救的人带回来放在基督的里头
And then God has brought us who have been redeemed and placed us in Christ
然后他就借着圣灵的工作在我们身上把他的经历一点一点的扎到我们的身上。
And then through the working of the Holy Spirit, He adds bit by bit, one by one, the experience of Christ onto us as our own.
然后把我们身上原来有的与基督没有关联的、不像基督的事物，一点一点的给我们挪开。
Then one by one, bit by bit of our own experience that has nothing to do with Christ, He will remove for us.
一直等到有一天
，until one day，
我们真的成了在基督里首先有。有盼望的人的那一个要求
Then we will fulfill the requirement of his that we are first who have trusted in Christ.
神在我们身上能得着荣耀
So it will be to the praise of God's glory.
神继续要做成的那个永远的旨意在我们的身上有了出口
The eternal will of God then would have a channel out upon us.
我们感谢赞美我们的主
We praise and thank our Lord.
当我们在这里呢回头来看到我们从不认识主到认识主。
Here, when we reflect from our not knowing the Lord until we know the Lord,
原来不是我们仅仅得着拯救那么简单。
It is not merely so simple as our being saved.
而是我们这些人都给带进神的永远、荣耀的旨意的里。
But we have all been brought into the glorious will of God.
然后神就按照他自己的安排把我们继续带到他的目的的完成。
Then God, according to His own glorious arrangement, will bring us into the completion
of His eternal will. 我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
巴不得神借着他自己说的话来直接照明我们里面的眼睛。
May God, through His own spoken word, will enlighten our eyes within.
让我们晓得今天我们在神的面前不是只是做一个承受恩典的人。
So that we will realize we're not merely one who are receivers of grace.
也是一个在那里彰显神的恩典的作为的人。
But we will be also a vessel to manifest His glory.
我们一同有点祷告。
Let us bow for a word of prayer.
主啊，人的话虽然停止
Lord, even though man's words stop
但是你向人说话的事情不会停止
But that you continue to speak to us.
求我们的主用着你说过的话今天向我们再说
Lord, will you use your spoken word to speak to us once again today?
说到我们众人里边都明亮起来
That you will speak them until we are all enlightened.
让我们在这个末了的日子的里头我们是能按照你的心意来跟上你的目的
So that in these last days we'll be able to follow on to your will according to your desire.
感谢我们的主
We thank you, Lord.
因为在你没有改变
Because with thee there is no changing
也没有转动的影
And there is no shifting of shadows.
耶和华的热心一定成就你所应许的事
That the zeal of the Lord shall perform it.
我们把荣耀归给你
And we give thee all the glory.
但愿主用着你荣耀的作为吸引我们来走在和你心意的路上
Lord, may you use your glorious work to compel us to work and walk in your desire and plea and delight.
我们将仰望主带我们前面的带领
Lord, we look to you to lead us forward.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.